Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Rain bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said. You in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power. Have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor Live. I am your host, Greg Sylvander. Today's floor plan with me, not only Matt Hanifan, but Naveen Ganglani, all the way from the Philippines, tapping in for this post-game show. We come to you directly after the Miami Heat get a 118-103 victory over the Toronto Raptors. They got two in the two-game set with Toronto in Miami. The South Beach flu was in full effect today. And so that the good news is the Heat finish where they finish. And that is 10 games above 500. That's a season high. 46-36 is the final record. The bad news is none of the other results went the way that they needed to go. We're going to get into all that. The Heat are likely locked into it may actually be officially locked into the 7-8 play-in game against the Philadelphia 76ers. We're going to talk about that matchup later in the episode. Before we dive into everybody's first thoughts and everything like that, we are getting directly into the Rock Esports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500 square foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
So I feel like this is a really good way to start the show. Jaime Jaquez looks like he is regaining form, and that is good. I think that the groin injury he was suffering from appears to be past him, and he's playing really good basketball. Matt, I'll start with you this episode. Jaime Jaquez has looked good to finish the season. So he was my gamer of the night. Thomas Bryant had a really big night as well with the double-double. We can talk about him a bit, but what were your big takeaways from tonight's game and kind of the top players from Miami's side?
Jaquez, like, again, gamer of the night, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. That's coming after a 20-point, 9-assist game on Friday. I just think, like, again, we talked about this beforehand, but, like, these last two games were a very good opportunity for him to get in rhythm, and now he's finally getting into rhythm, and Miami Heat need that for him in the playoffs. His movements look very fluid. He looks more aggressive with the ball in his hands. Like, he's getting to his spots. He had a couple of really nice finishes in transition late in the second half. Like, this is what you want to see from Jaime Jaquez. This is the momentum that you want to see him build heading into the postseason, because with Duncan Robinson out right now, with Terry Rozier potentially out, we don't know what his status will be for Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever that game is played. He's going to be in the rotation, and Miami Heat are going to need him to be Jaime Jaquez. And so these two games are very big for him, and I thought he was really good again. Like, especially if his shot is falling. His shot wasn't falling today, at least from deep, but he still finished 6 of 12 from the floor, and he still got 18 on. And so, like, him operating in transition, him playmaking, him having that vision, him getting to his moves when he wants to get to his moves, like, all of that's very important for him. So these last two games combining for 38 points are just massive momentum builders for him, especially after what we saw for most of the second half of the season, whether it was the groin injury, whether it was him being on the scouting report, or multiple things. It's big for him.
And we talked on Playback. You should check us out on Playback. Watch Playback. TV.com/5RSN, I think is how it goes. Naveen, you talked about how the Heat are going to need their young players to step up. It's not just like a luxury to have these guys play. They need them to play and be contributors, particularly as they head into this matchup against Philadelphia in the play-in, and then wherever they land in the playoffs, if I have the guts, right? Your thoughts on not just this game in particular, but overall seeing Hawkes find his form, if Thomas Bryant is going to play, if Kevin Love is injured, I don't know if that's going to resolve itself by the time they play on Wednesday. So it looks like you may need Thomas Bryant to play some minutes for you. He played well tonight. Any other positives from your perspective to take from tonight's game that went pretty much to script otherwise?
So we're totally out and Haywood Highsmith playing the backup five. No, going back to the first point about Jovic and Hawkes, those two guys in particular and how well they played recently, I think it's going to be very essential. You know, this is a Heat team that can sometimes struggle really bad when it comes to three-point shooting. I think Jovic has proven there can be games where he has like 4 3-pointers, 5 3-pointers. And that spreads the floor for Jimmy and Bam. Spo mentioned so many times how he likes the combination of Jovic and Bam because of that size, that skill, that unique ability to blend into that offense. And I think Jovic, not only being a part of that, but actually playing a decent role and playing efficiently, will be integral to the Heat's success. Now, at Hawkes, we know the importance of rim pressure in the NBA, being able to get into the paint, drive in, kick it out to shooters, maybe get some easy baskets in the paint. I like that Hawkes was so aggressive early in this final game of the regular season against Toronto because it got him to the free throw line. And I feel like, you know, him attacking and getting to the free throw line, making some free throws, build that confidence throughout the game. And you saw some of that early Jaime from this season, attacking, scoring with the left hand, great moves and all of that, right? So I think that's going to be important against Philly too. And in the playoffs, you need a confident Jaime to be aggressive, to create opportunities for himself and for others. And look, this is a Heat team that I think offensively, we know they don't have that one or two guys that can really pop off every game for 40 to 45. Jimmy, yes, we've seen him do it, but the recent science doesn't really show that he's capable of doing it. So we need it to be by committee. That means Jovic and Hawkes playing well. As far as the backup 5 minutes go, I'm not sure how many minutes you're going to see Thomas Bryant against Philadelphia because of how they have guys like, you know, Maxey in particular to attack him. And it's a bummer if Kevin Love won't get to play because Kevin played awesome in the last game against Philadelphia. That was my first episode with you guys too. His minutes I talked about were way better than Bam's minutes in that game. So I know you guys were joking, but maybe going small against Philadelphia with Love out in the back of 5 minutes. I'm just saying, if not Jovic playing the back of five, maybe Haywood. We'll see. Wow. I think this is something that Spo maybe will have to tinker and experiment a little bit because of, like you said, Greg, the injury situation.
Well, and yeah, and the other part of this is we don't know Joel Embiid's status. I think we all assume he'll play, but we'll see. And then they could lean a lot smaller as well. There's a guy we haven't mentioned yet today, and he had a couple plays that made him look like Michael Jordan or Vince Carter or someone like that. Let's get to the aggressive play of the night to tee up who that player is.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette Play of the Night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or InsuranceByLynette.com. That's InsuranceByLynette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program. Reach out to Lynette at insurancebylynette.com.
So I think the play of the night was Caleb Martin skying for these dunks all of a sudden. He finished a fast break with a dunk. He also had another one down the middle of the lane where he had full extension. So I'm calling out Caleb Martin tonight as a positive contributor, although he did shoot 5 of 12 from the field, so a little bit less efficient than you'd like. Not much more to really go over from this particular game, so let's get down to business here. The Heat are facing a play-in situation. They are going to have to go to Philadelphia. Initial thoughts, because we got a couple days to go over this now, so I don't want to we don't need to dive deep. But just your initial thoughts on the matchup, Matt. I'll come to you first on this one. and then particularly what they're going to do in the backcourt against Tyrese Maxey.
I was just going to say, like, the first thing that I thought of, it's like, okay, how do you stop Maxey? How do you stop Embiid? Like, those are the two-headed horse that it's their engine. Like, that's what Philly goes off of. Obviously, it's not ideal having to travel to Philadelphia. I know Miami's been better on the run than they have at home this season. We know in times in the past where when their back's against the wall, they perform better as opposed to them being, I guess, front runners, in air quotes, so to speak. Like, I wonder what their – I wonder how the energy is going to be to start this game. Lynette says it in the chat, like, this could be a really important DeLon Wright game. I know we didn't see him much in the previous Philly matchup. I just hope that Kyle Lowry doesn't hit a dagger three with a minute left in the game. Like, that's going to suck. It's not the ideal matchup. Obviously, we talked about last pod, Orlando, them losing to Milwaukee today would have been the most favorable outcome if Miami would still be in the play-in. That's obviously not the case. I'm interested to see, like, again, the energy to begin this game. Whenever it's Tuesday, Wednesday, we believe it's going to be Wednesday. And I think, again, I talked about this on the playback. Again, please go watch playback with us. We're almost at 2,500 subscribers. I have a sick feel, like, not a sick feeling, but, like, I feel like the Heat, they're mentally, like, more prepared for a play-in game instead of just, like, a normal regular season game. Like, they're like, okay, like, we have one game to get the seventh seed to be in the playoffs. Like, let's go and get it. Like, this is – they made their bed. They're going to have to go win a game. And if they don't win a game, they're going to have to win another game to at least get Boston to be in the playoffs. And so I think the mentality will be a little bit like, we'll see more energy in this game, but it's just a matter of, like, okay, it's going to be – it's Philly in a hostile environment. We've seen it before, and we'll just see what happens.
So the matchup appears set. Naveen shared the Malika Andrews tweet that it looks like it's Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Heat at Philadelphia. Naveen, your final thoughts on that matchup before we wrap with final thoughts on the regular season.
Oh, it's going to be absolutely incredible. You know, obviously from someone who follows the Heat, that perspective, it's so easy to think about what could have been, what they should have done differently to avoid the situation. But as a basketball fan, I can imagine, you know, NBA, you know, observers looking at it as, okay, we get Jimmy Butler versus Joel Embiid in a play-in game. I mean, that's a reason why you have the play-in there, to add the stakes, right? To have these superstars go at it. Now, the key for the Heat here, I think, is going to be containing dribble penetration, particularly Tyrese Maxey, who just carved up whatever defense Miami threw at him the last time the 76ers were in South Florida. And of course, it's also, you know, by preventing Maxey's penetration, you prevent him getting easy points, you prevent those easy pull-ups, you prevent Embiid from getting offensive rebounds or kickouts to guys like Oubre, Nick Batum for three-pointers. I will say, I feel like Spoelstra and the Heat have done a good job game planning against Embiid and the 76ers over the last few years. Even that last game where the Heat started terribly offensively in the first half and both Embiid and Maxey were killing it at a certain point, Miami still was up 8 there in the fourth quarter, and they had the chance to secure that victory. They just choked, of course, and went ice cold like they have many times this season. But I think it's a good matchup for Miami. I actually like it better that they're going to be on the road. I feel like they've just been a better road. I mean, the record shows that they have been a better road team than a home team. In the Jimmy era, they've always been a better team as the underdogs with their backs against the wall rather than coming in as the one expected to win. So we'll see. You know, over the years, Bolster, Jimmy, Bam, those three in particular leading this, you know, I think this version of the Heat, they have proven time and time again, this is the kind of game they win. Backs against the wall, underdog, they come in and they take a victory from someone else, right? The season has shown us that they haven't been able to do that just yet, but past playoff performances have. So it comes down to, okay, which version of them do you believe is going to show up? And maybe I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt here, but I'm leading towards the former. I think they're going to show up for this game against Philadelphia. And you know what? I think they're going to win.
Look at that. Naveen is not always negative on this basketball team. I would like to document that on Five on the Floor so that we make sure to remember. that although he's had moments of hating the team, he is in on them in Philadelphia, which is more confident than I've felt before this matchup. But I'm kind of with you. I think that if there ever was a time that we are going to find out what kind of Miami Heat group they have, it's going to be in this play-in situation, because there's no more kicking the can down the road about the next game and the next series or anything like that. We all know you want to avoid Boston. We're not stupid. So it's a situation where get that victory, even if it's on the road. Before we get final thoughts on this 82-game regular season that had the Miami Heat at 46-36, from each of you, let's get Eric Rubenstein's injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
So, a couple things of note. Duncan Robinson was questionable heading into today's game. Didn't play. I think he's got a shot to play, which I didn't initially think was going to be the case. So, that's good news. Terry Rozier, not as good news. Sounds like the neck soreness is laboring, you know, to some degree. Ethan Hurd in the hallways of the arena, that it could be an extended absence for him. So we'll see if he gets his availability cleared for the game against Philadelphia, but I'm feeling doubtful there. And then Kevin Love, obviously, with his arm injury today, we don't know the status of that. Other than that, the injury report's pretty clean. Jimmy, Bam, Tyler, those guys are set. Nico, Jaime, you got a reasonable group to go into a series with and feel good. Although obviously you needed Terry and Duncan, and this could be a much better group if everyone was healthy. They've played better when everyone hasn't been healthy. So there's like a weird confidence that comes from that part of the perspective there. So the 82 games is done. I'll come to Naveen again. Your thoughts on the regular season in a nutshell, 82 games, 46 wins, your final thoughts.
What could have been? That's just a team that keeps popping into my head. What could have been had they made a trade for Dame? What could have been had they stayed healthy? What could have been had Jaime never faced the rookie wall? What could have been had Jokic developed everything he's developed now sooner? What could have been had Jimmy not missed so many games? What could have been had they not screwed up against Washington and Detroit? I mean, it's crazy to think now that the difference in the standings in the loss column between where they finish 8th to the number 2 seed, the Knicks, if they win this game against Chicago, is 4 games. 4 games in the loss column. The difference between number 8, where they end up, and Cleveland, which ends up number 4, home court advantage, 2 games in the loss column. The difference in the loss column between where they are, number 8, and Indiana, number 6, who will not be in the play-in, 1 game in the loss column. And you think back to all their screw-ups, you know, Brooklyn early in the season, the Chicago game where they're up 21-2, the Knicks game where they're up 20 in the fourth quarter, the Philadelphia game recently, they're up 8 in the fourth period. Then the missed games, again, like I said, against Washington and Memphis. I think I may have mentioned Detroit, but it was Washington and Memphis. And they just shot themselves in the foot way too many times. The blown leads, the lackadaisical play, the too chill mindset. Now, can we blame them? Maybe no, because they did make the finals as an 8 seed last season, but they could have definitely made their lives easier entering this postseason. And the truth of the matter is, despite the multiple chances they had to do so, they just did not. And yes, 10 games above 500. Now, not a lot of NBA franchises over the years make this feel regular. Just ask Charlotte. They would probably love a season where they're 10 games over 500, right?
Very true.
But they have made it regular, and that's why a part of me thinks, okay, we should honestly like appreciate this while it's here, because again, this isn't normal. They're making it seem normal, all this winning, but still there's always going to be that voice in the back of our heads that say, what if they just, you know, fixed a little thing here or there? Could the outlook eventually be so different? Is this something we will ask in particular in a week or so, you know, if things don't go according to plan?
It's around the margins. Like, you see a season like this, and Matt has been on playback watching every single game. So he's tuned into this in a way that very few people have, and the game squandered. You do it, I guess you have to ask what if, But other than the what if questions, what are your final thoughts heading into the play-in against Philadelphia on the regular season?
He took a lot of what I wanted to say out of my mouth.
Yeah, he did. It was a good dismount.
I'm so sorry.
What if they don't have a bottom third offense for the second consecutive year and have a decent offensive process, right? The games that I keep referring to that were blown leads were the Dallas and Oklahoma City games coming out of the All-Star break. They made their own bet with this. Again, 46-36, better record than last year. Nothing to scoff at. It's always good to have perspective how many teams would rather be us instead of where they're at right now? But at the same time, it's been a very frustrating season for Miami. And it's also been a very streaky season. They have the 7-game losing streak and then they go on all these different runs. And it's just, it was maddening to an extent. At least they were able to close out this regular season strong with these two wins against Toronto, who, by the way, again, were trying to lose games. This wasn't a team that was wanting to win games. They had to lock in their top 6% protected pick. And so, but at least they were able to build some momentum heading into this postseason. Again, they made their bed. I'm going to keep saying that. They made their bed. They did this to themselves. And now they have to win a game to at least avoid, whether it's New York, whether it's Milwaukee, to be the 7 seed on the road in a hostile environment in Philadelphia. And then they lose. Then their backs would really be against the wall against either Chicago or Atlanta. To play boss, which, again, I don't think any of us want to see happen. But being in the playoffs, anything can happen in a 7-game series. But, again, just a very frustrating season from this team. You want to hope. Another what if would be, what if Tyler Herro doesn't miss half the season due to injury? Freakish injuries, but injuries nonetheless. What happens when what if Jimmy Butler looks like Jimmy Butler for the second half of the season? Just plenty of what ifs, as Naveen mentioned, most all of them. Now they have to make another run. We'll see what happens.
It's funny. It's a regular season where after 5 years, you'd expect to leave with more answers than questions. And it sounds like we have more questions than answers. So that is going to make for a really interesting play-in tournament, a really interesting first round series. Shall Miami get there? And I'm here for it. I feel like, this team, this run is not going to last very much longer, I don't think, in terms of this build. It's just inevitable that things get shaken up. And so I'm interested to see how they respond. Backs against the wall up in Philadelphia. We'll have you covered for that matchup. Thank you to Matt. Thank you to Naveen. Thank you to our sponsors. We appreciate all of our listeners for the entire season. We will have you covered for the play-in matchup. I'm Greg Sylvander. Have a great rest of your day.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.